when a boy is in his teens, sometimes it seems he's just all arms and legs and is always falling over things. And you'd say, at that age, he's awfully. A person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. You'd say, that person is a plain
idiot.
Right. What about food? You ever use food?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's any, would you kind of hold back about using the word fool about someone?
Well, you know, the Bible said you should never call anybody a fool.
That's what I was wondering, if, you, if that would be true. All right. He, a person who does not like to spend money.
Oh, he's tight.
All right. Now, I'm gonna, if I say to you, that girl is very common, what do you think I mean?
Well, you mean that a character's not very good, just kind of low.
Okay. And suppose I say he's a common, or those are just common people. What would that mean to you?
Well, sometimes you could mean that they're just common, ordinary people. And again, it could mean that, they're not too much.
All right. Would that mean their character wouldn't be very good? When you say sometimes they're not much, now does that mean that they're no account?
They're not very shifty. You know, they don't know how to take the advantage of things or work or something.
Okay, so in other words, you wouldn't be real sure which I meant about them.
No.
Yeah, it could mean that they're just good old country people.
Yeah.
All right, good. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say, well, he's still quite...
Young and active.
All right, would you ever say that a man was spry?
Yeah. That's a good word.
You could it be used about a man, or would you be more likely to say about a lady?
Well, you could say a lady's just real spry for her age.
Or would you ever say a man is real spry?
Yeah. I think it applies to both.
Okay, how do you say? You said real spry?
Uh-huh.
All right. You might say, if your children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
All right. Or a little...
uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared of the dark.
And what about thunderstorms? Or what of thunderstorms?
Oh, I'm scared to death of lightning. And I am.
Okay. We've been using, I've noticed us using, because I look for it, the expressions both of us used to be, it used to be so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
How would you make that negative? He's afraid now, but he...
Let's see. He used to not be scared, afraid or something.
Okay. A person who is not careful, you'll say he is... mighty
careless.
There's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but she certainly does act kind of
foolish.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer?
Yeah, I've heard that used a lot.
All right. Would you use it now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And this would mean that she's kind of what?
Kind of queer. She's kind of just. She could have queer ways.
All right. If a man is very, and I'm saying this about a man, you'll notice, if he's very set in his ways, you know, very sure of himself, he doesn't want to change, you'd say, oh, don't be so...
old and set in your ways.
Okay. Don't be so pig-headed, bull-headed.
Yeah, bull-headed, hard-headed.
Hard-headed?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You'd say he's mighty.